So as we open up to arrive, as we open up to our eternal landscape, so our eternal landscape is not the small self of suffering. It's not the one that's just attending to all of our daily, whatever that is. They're saying false injuries. So that's what that is. It's our eternal guide. It's our eternal grace. It's our eternal tribute. So as we will receive liftoff, so liftoff is lifting to a higher placement. It's lifting to a higher focus, a higher destiny, a higher altitude. So as we will receive liftoff, it's here for the it's here to be received. It's here to be gladdened. It's here to be welcomed. So when we receive these energies, what we're doing is we're marking our place. We're saying, yes, me, please include me. In other words, we're the ones that grace ourselves with heavenly bliss, with heavenly presence. In essence, we're arriving day by day, moment by moment, as we consent. So every time we open up to love's advantage, love's advantage is learning how to play through our holy dominion. In other words, from that essence of self that's not obligated to our history, that's not obligated to our wounding, that's not obligated to this belief that somehow we're not all included. Because every time any of us on this planet arrive, we all arrive. So what we're opening up to is our eternal destiny in divine tribute. In other words, recognizing the divinity of all. So as we will receive our divine placement. So I literally had like, as if we were in a choir or something, and we're all kind of shuffling around because we all have our place. They want me to explain this. Remember the concept of it all being a tapestry in ways that we don't always understand at the exact moment. So we want to understand how crucial it is that we each fulfill our obligation. So some of us would like to be in someone else's shoes. We would like to be at another part of our path or walking in someone else's life purpose. But we want to remember that everything is in divine order. And as we do that, as we accept our grace, now grace doesn't always feel like grace. You may be like pinned up against the wall where things are dropping, pinned up against the wall where it just feels like misery. So this is where we surrender to our natural impulse. In other words, I'm exactly where my higher self wants me to be. And my answer key is not jumping to someone else's tablet or wishing I was done with this exercise, this program, this path, but really realizing that there's a higher intelligence that has affordability for our grace. So when I said that, everyone became a peacock. Peacock, of course, is a symbol for enlightenment. So we're waking up to our natural consent. We're waking up to our natural plausibility. In other words, who we are in our bountiful harvest presence beyond form, beyond singular. So what we are excavating, what we're arriving, like every problem has a divine solution. It's not always the solution that the ego prefers, because what we're doing is breaking ground. We're not just trying to just have a groovy linear life. We're opening up to ascension. So we're opening up to our ascended grace. So this means as we open up to our divine solution, we bring forth mastery for all to witness, for all to see, for all to use. So just imagine everything each of us claim, we're doing it for everyone. We're doing it for everyone. So we understand then that all roads are, I can't get that word, but it's like I'm just going to use the word pliable. And what they mean by that is it's all opening us up to source. Remember, we're in union with source. This is like the dream of separation, where we're suffering because we think we're individual. So we're opening up to that grandest wonder, that grandest claim. And we do this in honor, in tribute of our higher self, our higher destiny. So as we will receive divine communion, this is not my way, my higher self's way. Whatever it is my higher self wants me to join with. I'm ready. So we want to remember that there's always, like room to grow. There's always like a place. So when I say room to grow, we want to understand how it's set up to our advantage, because room to grow means at the end of the day, at the end of the sequencing, I'm going to grow in frequency. I'm going to grow. When they're saying intelligence, they don't mean like intellectual intelligence. They mean holding more of God's ripple. So we want to remember we manifest out of our light. So what we're doing is no longer claiming that small conduit, but we're agreeing to self-majesty, self-mastery. So as we will receive our holy obligation is who we truly are, out of form, beyond being human in this incarnation. Now, this is what we're paying tribute to, because this is where we open up to our benevolence. We open up to love satisfaction. Love satisfaction is not going to be an either or. It's not going to be a competition the way 3D works. It's going to be merriment and loveliness for all. So as we will receive our place of honor. So I literally have us at like this banquet table where each of us in our higher claim, who we are in truth, is at the feast. This is what we're agreeing with. This is what we're allowing. So we're dropping the riddles of the past. We're dropping limitation. We're dropping fear. We're dropping guilt. We're dropping sorrow. And claiming providence, claiming our natural state. So some of us have like certain, like certain rituals. In other words, certain endorsements that are purposeful for your life plan. Where, why does it have to be so rough now? Can't I just jump to the end? If you jump to the end, you would be minus. So what they mean by that is it's sort of like you'd be missing all of the particulars, all the sequencing that are going to bring you your treasure. So in essence, be where you are in the here now, trust where your feet are planted, and what we're doing is surrendering to grace. Let us receive. So what we're receiving is beyond human comprehension. We're all the different awarenesses of understanding how split we are, how we're still not the total. And so when we receive grace, it's simply looking for entitlement, meaning looking for openings. So I'm ready to play ball, not as who I believe myself to be, but as who I now surrender into. Divine witness, divine claim, divine birthing. Let us receive. So they're repeating like this mantra, I know, but it basically says, it's like beyond, like go beyond. So there's like a double beyond in that. Excuse me. So when you think of, or when we imagine going beyond our limited self, imagine it's to like that exponential increase. So multiplied twice, beyond, beyond. So we're really getting an idea of how vast we are, of how powerful we are, as we will claim, I'm going to say God's glory, but you could say your I Am presence, Christ's presence, divine self, beyond, beyond. And you should feel, well, there's no shoulds, but you're entitled to feel. For me, I just feel an expansion. And I feel like when you meditate for, I don't know how many minutes, where you suddenly, ah, there's that peace I was hoping would come. So whatever arrives, trust that. Trust that divine union. Trust that divine perspective. And this is the fruit of our glory. In other words, this frequency is where we merge with our true creative power, where we're creating out of our light, we're creating out of our harmony, we're creating with heaven's best. So what's coming are ideas, perceptions, notions from our higher domain. When we get tunnel vision with our limited self, we don't tend to expand to that Christ presence. So what we're doing is we're receiving our highest advantage. And trust where you are, what you reach, what you witness, what you feel is absolutely perfect. Everything in divine order. So what comes to you is what is your next step, your next readiness. You don't want to take on more than you can chew. It's like you don't want to get more downloads than you're ready to handle. So trust the divine order as you allow your expanded self to converse. That means to come in and through and live as you, so that you're opening up to being the full embodiment of your Christ self. And remember, like, don't allow the words to kind of trigger you, like, oh, that's too lofty, or I'm not Christian, or whatever comes up. Remember, that's just ego. It's simply light. It's simply frequency. It's simply expansion. Remember, there's no separation, so whoever arrives in your awareness, what you're doing is you're bringing forth healing to them. You may be bringing forth healing to yourself if you had a past negative engagement that needed washing away. Forgiveness of yourself or others. People, memories, whatever arises, trust that fully. And we'll just take one more moment. As we draw close to the meditation, have the awareness that this frequency is fully engaged. Trust that it is traveling with you for all your days. And so it is. Beautiful, beautiful.